You are listening to ADD. You are listening to ADDDDD in association with Wonder Fair Radio, the new arts podcast.
Parental discretion is advised.
You are privy to the knowledge that will come out of the mouths of Kelly John Clark, Eric Dobbins, Lee Pachocki, and myself, Jason Barr. We're going to be talking with you guys today about the upcoming show at Wonder Fair. Nothing like dropping ice on your keyboard when you're trying to do your introduction.
I hate that.
I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. I am recording the sound of my speaking voice, and I am going to play it back into the room again and again.
I gotta warm it up.
Yeah.
I gotta
get your vocalizers all fired and cranking.
All right. I honestly think Hachi's gonna be like is gonna be the best show this year. Because
in Lawrence,
or honestly, and Kansas City.
Okay.
Because of the, and it's not just about having a group show.
Best show in Kansas.
Best show in Kansas. Hot Sheets will be the best show in Kansas, 2010. Because it's gonna deal with everything. There's nothing that this show isn't gonna tackle.
But the National Enquirer deals with everything, and that fucking embarrassing publication.
I don't know, I would cover my bathroom walls in it.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
More than just the art crowd, it should give something to just the average person who might walk through the show.
Because we'll have the flow chart.
You know, I would hesitate to use the word tackle the issues. Maybe like make contact with some of the issues.
Okay, okay.
It's more of like a touch football game than it is an actual.
Okay.
It's more of like we touch on some issues.
Or I could say, you mean like a touch football game?
Oh, or, you better put it, yeah, I like that.
Oh, yeah, like that.
So, do you guys want to try to tackle or maybe make contact with? The synopsis of the show?
Maybe touch it.
Yeah, just touch
synopsis.
On
that. Right,
just
me,
touch it.
Let me just start off here.
Lee Pachocki.
Everybody. So, this is going to be really a breakthrough show for the Wonder Fair new space and for the new Wonder Fair team and some of the things we've had. Our first show under our belt, which was the OK Mountain Show. Now, we've figured out some things. And anywho, we were thinking one day about themes for shows as we were painting the walls, actually. And you know, maybe it's because of the economic climate that we're all going through right now, questioning things about money and finances, and that we started thinking, well, yeah, let's address some issues with artists and the art market, and you know, how can we make a show about that? Started a conversation between the four of us that culminated in Hot Sheets, which is a concept show. Essentially, after a few events occurred in the international art market, a Picasso painting being the highest sold piece in auction ever, we started thinking, who sets the value of this stuff? How do you actually create a monetary value for something as sort of elusive and as original artwork?
We do not know how things work. We do not know where you go.
Well, the people that are coming in are some established artists and then some folks that haven't made art in years. Really all across the board. We kind of pulled from our various workplaces, Lee working in Kansas City, Jason, you working at the Art Center, and just kind of recruited here and there, all over the area, and got great feedback from nearly everyone. Everyone was super excited about this sort of experiment that we're putting together. And the work is going to be incredibly diverse, and it will be a true test of the efficiency and just outcome of our pricing process. This flowchart will really, I couldn't think of a better group of artists to be the first to submit work through this thing.
Flowchart things that, like, as having taught classes at KU and at the Art Institute, I mean, you make nice with students during the course of the semester, but then at the end of it, they get one of, you know, five letter grades with the plus or a minus on there. So valuing work, I think, is something that's really fun to do, but also really important for people to see what other people think about their work. So I like the idea of getting to go in there and say that, as far as we're concerned, for these reasons, this is how much your work is worth, because I sort of have a track record of doing that and I enjoy it.
Yeah, also, an interesting spin though with the flowchart is we're not actually looking at this work and grading it ourselves, but creating the flowchart before we see any of the work, we're setting a value on the work that somewhat is being claimed to be sort of more mechanical or objective, and that
yeah.
We're not looking at it ourselves and saying, I think this is an A-minus work, or I think this is a $50 piece,
right.
But we're creating this chart, and of course our thoughts and ideas and, you know, interests are, we can't help but have that in the chart, so it's not completely objective. But once the work gets put into the machine, so to speak, of the chart, it's in control, and it's out of our hands. And that the amount that gets spit out at the end really is anyone's guess. Really, this is a challenge. It was a challenge to ourselves to set something up where we could have some fun, but also maybe bring up some serious questions. And it's also a challenge to the artists involved to make some new, interesting work.
Parental discretion is advised.
And I mean, I think it's sort of a fallacy to say, like, well, it's out of our hands how this will be valued. because we made the flowchart. And also, I mean, for my sake, like, I feel like I know some things about art and about what's good, and I'm gonna introduce those things into the flowchart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's not to dumb down or to make it sound oversimplified, but you know, the chart will be what we put into it, and that comes from our knowledge. But once it's there, it is set. We're not gonna change the chart or anything. Once we're done, it's done, and all the pieces will be judged accordingly.
Yeah.
For better or worse.
I sort of think of, you know, like those Catholic votive candles that you light to so that they're praying when you're too busy to pray. You pay like $1.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's like what this is. It's like, I would be out here judging your work constantly, but instead, I just have this flowchart that's judging your work.
So while I can't be here to judge you, this flowchart will
this
be flow always judging you.
This flowchart will be constructed, devotive. That's what it's here for.
Okay.
Humor must be used with judgment and good taste. There are times when it is totally inappropriate. Listen to this exchange overheard at a wedding reception.
Fuck you, if you think that's bold. I couldn't feel your shit if my hands were stuck inside of your asshole.
Now that's an example of how to use humor to get your point across in an agreeable way.
And I should mention that the flowchart, although it does have all of our own ideas of what is good and bad mixed into it, it's inevitable. We can't separate our own judgments and our own thoughts, like Kelly mentioned. But we are, by combining all four of our thoughts, and then also by observing a lot of current trends that we just see in the art world, it is going to be a little bit more objective than one person's. Because, see, the thing is, Kelly could look at your piece and say, I don't really like this, and then the artist could always retort and say, like, well, that's just your opinion. Fine. But this is going to be, they're not going to be able to say that to the chart. The chart is four people's opinion, plus being backed by an overwhelming amount of information and observations in the contemporary art scene.
And a bit of it is rooted in art history as well. Kind of classic styles and approaches and historic trends, you know, how long a certain style stuck around, translating into possibly how successful or worthwhile that specific style was.
We're including intrinsic values as well as perceived values.
And I'll tell you something else, too. The same thing goes for Christmas.
He's crazy.
I was just distracted. There's a wedding. There's like a couple in an all white tuxedo, white dress walking down Mass Street right now, and it is hot as hell outside. I would not want to be walking around in a tuxedo today.
They're in love, man. They just got married. They're not feeling the heat.
Do you think they got married or they're on the way to get married?
Typically.
Walking down to the Granada?
Probably.
Typically, you don't walk with your bride till the final.
Yeah.
To the wedding.
To the wedding.
Is that how it works?
That is traditional.
Somebody come up and giggle at you. That's a violation of your civil rights.
Gun bait. That's what the world is full of. That's what it's based on. That's what this economy is based on.
Are you telling me that you don't see the connection between government and laughing at people?
Well, let me tell you one thing, son. Nobody ever lends money to a man with a sense of humor.
I mean, there's going to be over 50 artists working of varying ages as well. I mean, we're going to have people in this thing from probably 20 to 65, and also varying levels of experience. People who've been working in the art industry, art world for, you know, 30 years, 40 years as professionals, as opposed to people who are just getting out of college and some people who are still in college. So just that aspect of being able to showcase art side by side and sort of the possibility that there's, you know, somebody could make something that is
right across the street, Silas.
Awesome.
Personality plus.
Yeah.
You know.
Helping them get to Silas and Maddie's.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the idea that there is a certain level of chance then that is exciting to me, that someone who's 18 years old or 19 or whatever and is still in college could have a piece next to someone who's been a working artist who's probably been selling works for thousands and thousands of dollars, and he could have a piece that's, you know, double, you know, once it goes through the flow chart, could be double the money as this other person. Now, you don't know who's going to say what sells, what doesn't sell.
discretion is advised.
Especially after just seeing shows recently, people price things, even when they do it themselves, insanely. You'll go in and you're like, what was this person thinking? You know, like, there's one person who you see who's obviously just seems like they've been working longer, and it's a more thoughtful piece, and maybe their piece is like $300. And then the guy next to him has some piece of garbage that's like $1,600. And you can just tell that he's just pulling it out of his ass. It's not really, just the idea of people and the way pricing works seems to mystify me. And I like that sort of chance for it to just not be up to anyone.
Sweet chocolate, that's a whole lot of old.
Right on.
What else?
Oh, I guess I'd like to mention one of the bonuses that's going to be part of the opening is the Hot Sheets do-it-yourself home art making and art pricing kit, which basically will include a couple blank hand-stamped Wonder Fair paper hot sheets, and then also one of the pricing formulas sealed tightly in an envelope that, you know, once you make the work, you'll pull back the wax seal, open up the envelope, and see kind of where your work falls. So great for gifts. Christmas is just around the corner. Grab a couple.
You know any budding art stars that are thinking about maybe going to art school or becoming an artist? This is a great way to test their ability.
So what's the date again on this one?
Hot Sheets.
Opens
Opening
Friday.
At Wonder Fair, Friday, June 25th.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Exhibition is from 7 to 10 p.m. And it's our very first opening on a final Friday of the month, so.
This will be a part of the new Final Fridays Downtown Lawrence Art District. Exciting stuff. So come out and experiment.
Ding!
That was gross.
Yes.
This will be part of the final. Yeah, we'll come out. Final Fridays. This is the new thing in Lawrence. Come support your scene, and you know, don't be a stranger. Come and talk and rub shoulders. There's going to be so many shoulders there. It's going to be hard to rub them all. Thanks for listening to ADD and Wonder Fair Radio.
Peace.
Bye bye. See you later, man.
For Jason Barr, Eric Dobbins, Lee Pachaki, and Kelly John Clark.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I've been gone for a minute, now I'm back with the jump off. Goons in the club, case something jumps off. Back up for the hive, let the pump off. In the graveyard is where you get stomped off. All we wanna do is party, and buy everybody at the bar Bacardi. Black Barbie dressed in Bacardi. I'm trying to leave in somebody's Ferrari. What a real mob do. Keep it gangsta. Look out for the people. I'm the wicked bitch of these. You better keep the peace.
Hey,
or out come the beast. We the best. Still is room for improvement. Our presence is felt like a Black Panther movement.